First to Die by James Patterson. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
My thanks to the following people whose hard work and expertise helped in the writing of this book. Dr. Greg Zorman, Chief of Neurosurgery, Lakeland Hospital, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who I'd like on my side in a crisis. The lovely and talented Fern Galperin, Mary Jordan, Barbara Grozewski, and Irene Markocki. Prologue. Inspector Lindsay Boxer. Chapter 1. It is an unusually warm night in August, but I'm shivering badly as I stand on the substantial gray stone terrace outside my apartment. I'm looking out over glorious San Francisco, and I have my service revolver pressed against the side of my temple. "God damn you, God," I whisper. Quite a sentiment, but appropriate and just, I think to myself. I hear sweet Martha whimpering. I turn and see she is watching me through the glass doors that lead to the terrace. She knows something is wrong. "It's okay," I call to her through the door. "Everything's fine. Go lie down, girl." Martha won't leave, though, won't look away. She's a kind, loyal friend who's been nuzzling me good night every single night for the past 6 years. As I